girl who swirls with characters from Beyond Black and White, coming at you with some commentary. Actually, it's not really a question of the week because this person sent me this private message just to troll me. Wasn't really looking for answers, but I want to go ahead and answer this man's question. He asked me, what do I self-identify as? What race do I self-identify? And what race are my kids? And I'm not answering him personally because he's not really concerned with what my answer is. He's just being a jerk. But it gave me an idea for a discussion. The world is rapidly changing. If you actually look at the census data and you look at all the indicators, marketing people also have their fingers on the pulse, so they know what's going on with demographics and diversity in the United States. The fact of the matter is that we're quickly getting to be a country where you cannot so easily identify somebody based on race. Now, this is pretty significant considering that our country was built and based on racial stratification. So the changes in how we identify and how we self-identify and how others identify us is changing. Those lines are getting blurred. But one thing that I think people need to realize is that race is a social construct. It is a human invention. Genetically speaking, there really is no identifiable difference between any of the so-called races. I mean, we talk about, interracial dating, we're all one race. The fact that we classify each other based on melanin, and I'm guilty of it too, because it's just easy to classify because it's the definition that we've grown up using. But fact of the matter is that race isn't going to be so easily identified. And in terms of what my children identify as, they're simply, they're biracial. They're African American and Irish and German and Polish. So that's what their quote unquote racial makeup is. And they should be allowed to self-identify. If race is made up anyway, why can't we just rewrite the rules? I mean, let's really move on from that. And I find that my biggest critics, most of them are African-American, unfortunately. They seem to be the most invested in racial stratification. They're very invested, and it's unfortunate, they're very invested with being very conservative about identifying blackness and perpetuating that stratification. So I guess my kids, who are, three of them are, biracial, it's confusing for people. I say this, it may confuse you ad infinitum, but they are what they are, and it is what it be, and no amount of complaining is going to stop this train. And to use another metaphor, the horses have left the barn. There is no good horse back in the barn. Things are moving forward, and I personally am very excited to see where the destination ends. All right, y'all. Bye.